All right, as you're coming back to your seats, would you remain standing as we pray together? Father God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this night of Falls Creek. Thank you for these kids and the sponsors and cooks and Alex. And Father, thank you for the great week that they've had. And as they enrich our lives tonight through the Falls Creek experiences that they've had this week, I pray that your Holy Spirit would move within each heart here tonight. And thank you for the blessings that will be ours through the ministry of these kids this evening. In Christ's name, and all God's people said, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Alex is going to tell us how it's going to go tonight.
All right. Thank you. All right. I just want to say thank you to all of you guys for coming out and supporting our students. We had a great week of camp, and God did some great things and moved in the lives not only of our students, but also of our adults, of our sponsors and our cooks. And I just want to be able to say a big thank you to Pastor Randy. Yes, give him a hand. And just to the church, you know, you guys do such a great job supporting our student ministry, okay? There's never been a time where if we needed something or there was something that could make it easier for us to be able to reach students, you guys have always stepped up to the plate and done that for us. And I hope you see that that makes a difference. And as the students share how God moved their lives, I hope you know that you've played a part in that by the support, the prayer, the gifts that you are able to give to be able to help not only our church, but our student ministry. And so some of our students are going to share tonight. We're going to do a little bit of music. We're going to watch a couple of videos. So you kind of get an opportunity to experience camp. Okay, I know it's really hot. The good thing is if you went to camp when you were younger, like myself, it used to be the old tabernacle, right? And it was hot. I can't imagine being at camp this last week with the temperatures being outside, but we did it and we made it, you know. But nowadays they have like a 7,000-8,000 seat auditorium, air conditioned, and so it's a lot nicer for them. It helps them really be able to pay attention and really listen to what God has for them. All right, so again, thank you very much for all you guys do for our student ministry. All right, our first student is going to be Bailey Hunter. All right, so Bailey, come on up.
My name is Bailey Hunter, and all right, so I signed up this year for Falls Creek. I was like, this will be fun, and I'll go have fun, with make more friends, and learn some more about God. But the first day, I wasn't really paying attention. I wasn't really focused on God. I was thinking, like, what am I going to do after this service? And it wasn't until, like, the second or third day that I was really focused and I was actually paying attention, enjoying the service. I think it was Thursday morning when God just spoke to me and I really realized how much my relationship with God had grown apart. And I was thinking to myself, like, I need to recommit my life to Christ. And it was later that night at the end of the service, during special service, I was, like, really scared and one of my friends go down alone to commit his life, and I was thinking to myself that I should have gone down with him, but I didn't. And then, like, 20 minutes later, he comes back up, and he's like, I need somebody to go with me. I'm scared. So I go down with him, and I recommitted my life.
Hi guys, so my name's Hannah, and I'm just gonna talk about basically like my camp experience this week. So we had the little sign-up night for Falls Creek, as everybody knows. When I signed up, I was actually really excited to go. I was like, this year's gonna be good, like it's gonna be amazing. And then, you know, months goes by, a couple weeks goes by, and we get to the week before camp, night before camp even. And I was kinda just like, I didn't really wanna go, which is kinda sad, but like, I didn't really want to go because I just had like things going on and stuff like that, and I didn't have the motivation. So I ended up going. Miss Carrie Walker kind of talked me into going officially. And so, you know, when I got there, I was like super duper nervous about like not being able to feel God and stuff like that. And like the first service that we went to, like the worship and stuff, it just didn't, like it didn't feel the same for me as it did last year. It just didn't, and I didn't really know why. The past couple months, I haven't really been like living the godly life that you could say, I guess. Like I haven't been living for God, I've been living for the world. And it kind of hurts to say that because it's not really something that like I really wanted to do. Like I've been like saved, I've been baptized here and everything. So it was kind of hard for me to like realize how far I've like strayed from God and things like that. And so like on Monday night, which is our second day, the first day we were there, I was thinking about like how I recommitted last year and like I wish it would like stuck with me more. And so the next morning, like I was talking to one of my friends about it and they were like, well, maybe you just need to like give it another day or two. Like give it a little bit, maybe like the feeling will come back and you'll be better. And I was like, okay. So Tuesday night, we went to worship and the music just like felt different. Like I was praying to God, like, please show me a sign that like you're here, please help me feel you're here again and just help me believe that like I'm supposed to be here and that I need to be here. And in our sermon, he was talking about like obedience and being bold and things like that. And he was talking about like being bold enough to step out there and be yourself and walk down if you need to. So we had like this invitational, which is like you can come down there, be saved, you know, things like that, rededicate, be called to ministry. And like all throughout the service and like the worship and things, like my heart was just pounding that night. Wasn't pounding the first night, which was weird, but it was the second night. And so I thought to myself, I was like, maybe this was the moment that I knew that I needed to go down there and rededicate my life. So I walked over to Brenna and I asked Brenna if she could walk down there with me and if it would be a good decision to rededicate my life. And she took me down there, and the first person that she took me to was Emerson. So I thank Emerson for helping me so much throughout my decision of getting rededicated. And everyone at Falls Creek was just super like encouraging and loving. And thinking about it like now, I honestly wish I could go back because I honestly had the time of my life there with everybody there. And yeah, that's basically it.
Hey everyone, I'm Presley Sanders, and I just wanted to come up here and give a big thank you to all the church members and Pastor Randy for giving us the best experience possible at Falls Creek. We're thankful for everything given to ensure a great week of camp, and you all went above and beyond for us students. From the buses to the food, we are just beyond grateful for everything provided for us. We had the best experience because of you guys. Thank you all.
Okay, I'm Delilah Ballard, and I guess, like, I didn't really make a decision this week. I'm just going to tell you about, like, what I learned and, like, what I took out of him this week. First, I'm going to, like, start about talking about, like, one day we was talking about being different, and God is different, and we should be different by being Christ followers, because following Christ, everyone doesn't do that, and it just requires us to be different. So it's okay if we do not, like, fit in with everyone else or, like, do these same things that everyone else does. And just, like, going with that, he was talking about the race and that, like, God doesn't call us to finish the race. I mean, God doesn't call us to, like, start the race, but he calls us to finish the race. And that, like, many people does not finish the race and does not stick about doing those daily things about being a Christ follower. And that we, like, have struggles being a Christ follower, and it can be very hard. But it just requires us to, like, keep pushing through and know that God is there. And just, like, going with that, it's, like, we have, like, this thing called, like, in-cabin Bible study. And on Thursday, we got separated by the girls and boys. And one day, we was talking about our identity. and that our identity, like, really doesn't matter. It really only matters when it's with Christ and, like, what our identity is with Christ. And so, like, we are, like, we listen to so many people's, like, judgment and their opinions, but really we should be asking God and what they think, what he thinks about we should be doing. And we should just, like, really be, like, following him and just no matter what. And if we lose friends down the way or if we, like, can't do everything that everyone else wants to, it's okay because you are doing something that you love and Christ will always be there for you no matter what. And I guess that's all I have, so.
Hi everyone, we're the youth band. We got the chance to lead our cabin in worship one night this week and it was really awesome. All our voices are tired from yelling and singing all week, so bear with us. But if you would please stand so we can worship with you.
Can't win the fight, I'm slowly drifting, a vagabond. And just when I ran out of road, I met a man I didn't know. He told me that I was not alone. Pick me up, turn me around, place my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, he changed my name. Forever free, I am not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God. Got no choice but to believe. My doubts are burning like ashes in the wind. So long to my old friends, burden and bitterness. You can keep them moving. Now you ain't welcome here. From now till I walk the streets of gold, I'll sing of how you saved my soul. This wayward son has found his way back home. Picked me up, turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, he changed my name. Forever free, I am not the same. I thank the Master,
I thank the Savior,
I thank God. They're lost another one. Hell lost another one, I am free, I am free, I am free. Hell lost another one, I am free, I am free, I am free. Hell lost another one, I am free, I am free, I am free. Hell lost another one.
and time again, you have proven you'll do just what you said. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast. And let my heart burn when you speak a word, it will come to pass. Great is your faithfulness to me.
My faith in Jesus, my anchor. caught up in your presence. I just wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never wanna leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything, more than anything that you can do. I just want you. And I'm sorry when I've just gone through the motions. I'm sorry I just sang another song. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. And I'm sorry when I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry God, that you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. In your presence, I just wanna sit here at your feet. Nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, and nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, nothing else. Nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else, nothing else, nothing else will do. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything, more than anything that you. Just and nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you.
Lord, I thank you for all these people that come up here and share their story and share the decision that they made here at last week at Falls Creek. And I pray that we'll continue to listen to them and maybe we can learn something from them. Even if they're younger than us, maybe we can hear you through them, Lord. And I thank you for this wonderful day and pray that we can have an amazing rest of the week. In your heavenly name I pray. Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated. Who's next? Ruby Miller. All right.
Hi, my name is Ruby, and I want to start off by saying I had the best time at Falls Creek, and that's not because I had over 100 ICs, but I'm just very so grateful for the Villagrana family, because obviously without them, this couldn't have happened, and it truly was one of the best weeks of my life. On the first day, I felt pretty uncomfortable. I was thinking, what if the youth doesn't like me? What if they think I'm weird? And I sure hoped I wasn't the only one who felt that way. So I prayed, and about 2 minutes later, I felt so comfortable. And I felt comfortable enough to volunteer to pray. Everybody clapped as I walked up there, and I thought, like, this is my place, too. I made so many new friends, and I even saw some people I haven't seen in a while. And I loved how Alex and Miss Jenny always had something going on, so I never had time to think about how I miss my family. The lunch and dinners and breakfasts were all so amazing, and I was so happy when I saw what big of a smile all the cooks had. Even if I wasn't smiling, they were, and that was amazing. After every single service, they invited us to come down if we feel like maybe God is trying to get a hold of us or get us to see him and to recommit our lives. On the first day, I said, no way am I doing this. I would die having to walk up in front of everyone. And but sure enough, on the last day, God told me to ask my friends if they needed somebody to go up there with. And one of my friends actually said that they were going to go up, and they would love if I went with them. And so we got down there, and I looked around, and I saw how many kids were down there, and I was like, whoa. And I was like, well, I mean, I don't think anything's stopping me from just getting somebody to talk to. I mean, it wouldn't hurt. And so I recommitted my life on the last day. And Falls Creek just totally changed my relationship with God. And I wanted to go back to one of my favorite verses, Proverbs chapter 3, 5 through 7. Trust in God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one that'll keep you on track. Don't assume you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. And that is it. So, amen.
Hi, I'm Katie, and I wanted to talk about what it was like to be on the decision-making team. So all of the people that have said they either committed their lives or recommitted their lives, every time they would go to the front, there would be people there to help them to do that. And it was about a week before Falls Creek, and Alex asked all of the student leadership kids if any of us wanted to be on the team. And last year, I actually recommitted to Christ at Falls Creek as well. And I was thinking, I was like, somebody did this for me, and it was such an amazing thing. And I want to be able to do this for other people as well. So I decided I would be on it. And so we get to Falls Creek, and it's the first night, and we have our training. I was terrified. They gave us like a 20-minute course of, you get this handbook, you go through this stuff, just go do it. And I was shaking all night. I was so scared. And the first night, not as many people came to the front. I didn't get anybody. And in one hand, I was a little bit sad, but in the other hand, I was a little bit relieved because I was so nervous. And the second day, I went out to this breakout thing that kind of tells you more about what to do. That was very helpful. And that night, I didn't end up doing it because I had to do Falls Creek Live stuff. But the third day, we went down to the front, and I got somebody. And it was this young lady, and she was recommitting to Christ, and I helped her through all of it. And it was such an amazing thing to be able to do. And it made me so happy to know that there were so many people recommitting, and I got to be a part of it in helping them to do that. And anyone going to Falls Creek in the upcoming years, if you're thinking about doing it, do it. It is so amazing to know that you're able to help people like this, and I definitely recommend doing it. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jacob Keene, and I would like to say that without our sponsors, Falls Creek would not have been possible. If you're one of our many sponsors, would you please stand? Our sponsors were always here for the kids, and they were always wanting to pour into each and every one of them. They were open for any conversation, no matter the time. There were many times that I saw people late at night talking, like whenever we were supposed to be in bed, but they needed to talk to, and the sponsors didn't care at all. They were always going to be there. They always kept all the kids involved, and I'd like to thank every single one of them. Next, the cooks would put in so much hard work from dusk all the way to dawn. Please stand if you're one of our cooks at Falls Creek. The cooks put in nonstop work, and then they kept a smile on everybody's faces, and they always had a smile on their faces too. I have no idea how early they woke up in the morning, but they were always up early making sure that the breakfast was prepared, and late at night making sure that dinner was ready to be served. They're dedicated to all the kids, and I cannot thank them enough for that. Thank you to everyone for taking the time off work for us to spend and taking your vacation just to spend Falls Creek with us. And thank you for being so easy for every single one of the kids to talk to. Thank you.
Okay, wow, it's kind of scary. So I went to Falls Creek this year, and this is my very first year going. And the very first night, I was just kind of going through the service, not really comprehending what the preacher was saying. And then Thursday night during service, the preacher was talking about how after you commit your life, you should not just go and live your life again. You should probably, like, go live it for God and through God. And I started thinking, have I been doing that? Because I have committed my life before, but I don't feel like I've been doing that as well as I could. So Thursday night after the service, we had a call to response time, and I felt like I needed to go, but I was really scared to walk down by myself because I'm not the person to go do things by myself. So I asked my friend to go with me, and she said she would. And so I went down there, and I recommitted my life to Christ on Thursday night. And I talked with this girl, and she helped me through a lot of things. And then she took me to an encourager, and he told me that sometimes you may feel like you're going away from God, but you're never really actually going to leave him. And that really helped me. And then I want to read one of my favorite verses, Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I feel like that has really helped me come closer to God since I recommitted my life.
Hello, my name is Jackson Merchant. I want to talk about my decision that I made to special services this week. So before even going to Falls Creek, Jenny Villagrana asked me to be one of the helpers in the kids ministry. So I helped out in the fourth and fifth grade area boys. And I felt like it would be a great way to start off something different. I've never tried before. And it was challenging, but we got through there. And it was actually a really great opportunity for the future. So coming into Falls Creek, I actually felt something different about this week that I never felt before going to Falls Creek. And on the fourth night, the speaker said that we are all shepherds of the church. In my mind, I was like, I was thinking, am I a shepherd or am I just a part of the flock? I don't want to be just the flock. I want to be the shepherd. So one of the verses he read that night was 16:13, and it says, "But the Spirit will come. He will be one who shows people true things about God. When he comes, he will be guided to you. He will help you to understand everything that is true. He will not speak on his own authority. He will tell you only what he hears from the Father. He will tell you about things that will happen after this time." And so the three points that the pastor gave us from that passage was charged to proclaim, which basically means to be ready to share Christ. And the second point was a change to prevent. We need to face the truth and need to focus on nothing but the truth that the Word of God gives us. And the third and final point that he gave us is a call to persevere, which means fulfill your ministry. And then he asked us the question, will you answer the call? And my mind and heart clicked together and said yes. Now I will be going off to college soon, and I'm excited to see how this decision will take place in my future. Thank you.
This week is meeting some old friends that I haven't seen in a while and making new ones.
Probably the small group time, because it really just gives us a chance to just like kind of be vulnerable and just talk about things that we experience throughout the day.
Ping pong with friends, you know, just hanging out, exploring Falls Creek and just seeing what's new.
It's probably either the free time in the day because we have so much time to do whatever we want, or the afternoon services.
Has probably been the worship music.
I have gotten closer with Jesus, and it has really been a fun time.
I think my favorite part of Falls Creek Week is definitely just seeing us come together outside of our homes and get away from all that, but coming together and really getting to worship and focus on God for 5 days, I think it's really incredible, and I think we all grow a lot closer.
How much time we spend together? We spend the whole week together just doing life, eating, worshiping, playing, hanging out. This must be what it was like for the original first church when they actually did life together. It just feels like a big family, and I feel like Falls Creek is a good kind of example of what that first church must have looked like.
My favorite part of the week has been worship. It's
mainly just like the worship, like whenever we go to the tabernacle.
My favorite part of the week has definitely been the worship, and I've also loved learning to be a leader, to show and be set an example to be a leader.
My favorite part of the week every year is serving breakfast, because it's so much fun to see the kids come in and they're all tired, and if you can infuse some energy in them, I think it makes them smile, and I like it.
I love Falls Creek and what it does for our kids and as they grow and their relationship with God. And even as many years as I've been coming, I can still learn. You never quit learning about God's love and what he can do for you.
Getting to reconnect with friends and disconnecting from my phone.
But it just makes me so emotional. I mean, it's not because I'm cutting onions or anything like that. These onions don't affect me at all.
really talking to me about adopting Jesus' attitude. And I think the biggest part is that I've been seeing through all the adults and through the kids is their service to others and their love for others, and that they just adopt Jesus' attitude without any hesitation.
God's really just been putting on my heart that you don't really have to be like everyone else, that just be you, and that He has a plan and He'll work everything out.
Refining my personality and things like that to the Holy Spirit and helping make good Christ-centered decisions this week.
The importance of service, because it's so awesome to see people around here like picking up trash and things like that, and just always being willing to help others.
You can really influence other people's lives, so you should think about the things that you do and the things that you say.
Thank you to all the cooks and the staff and all the helpers and Jenny and Alex for putting all this together. And I want to thank the interns.
I thank all the church members and sponsors for sending people this week, and thankful for Falls Creek and this church.
Thank you to all the sponsors and anyone who put time into this week, because it is so worth it and your work does not go unseen.
I want to say a big thank you to everyone who helps put this together. This has probably been my favorite Falls Creek experience I've ever had. And so, yes, thank you.
I want to thank Jesus for letting me be here. I want to thank all my friends for coming here with me and inviting me to this church, and I think it's really cool.
And a big thank you to all the cooks and everyone helping out.
I want to thank all the people that prayed for a great week to happen, and I'd say it's going pretty good, so thank you.
I just want to give a big shout out to our church. Thank you guys for always supporting us and everything that we do, and providing everything that we need so we can come to camp, we can have a great week, and everything can be taken care of. It's greatly appreciated.
My name's Jackson, if you don't know me. So this week, I committed my life to music ministry, if you haven't heard, and I did that on Friday night. So on Thursday night, the pastor was talking about how everyone is called to ministry in their own way, but being called to like have a job at a church is a different calling, like special services. And so I really felt God tugging on my heart that night, but I just didn't go down because I didn't, like, I was so nervous and I didn't, like, I felt like because of my background, like, I should have it all figured out. So when I got back and I got in the cabin and I was about to go to bed, I prayed to God that he would just give me some assurance the next day if he really wants me to do this. And so, yeah, we went to quiet time the next day and I lost my book, my little booklet with the quiet time in it, so I did my own. And I just prayed to God, and I was like, so, God, if this is really what you want me to do, give me a sign, like, give me any words that represent worship or anything at all. And the verse that I came across that pushed me over the edge was Psalm 22:27, and it says, all the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nation shall worship before you. And so because he said that word worship in the verse, I knew that God was calling me to commit my life to music ministry. So that night, on Friday night, I went down and I prayed with this guy, like one of the, what's it called, the decision team members, and I prayed with him and I committed my life to music ministry. That's about all I have.
Hi, I'm Cal Villagrana, if you don't know me. My dad is the youth minister here. Anyways, I just want to give a big thank you to someone who was really important when it comes to Falls Creek. This person deserves a lot of praise, in my opinion, and that would be the person who buys us the steaks. Yes. Every year, there is a lady who buys a steak. We don't know who she is because she's just, she's just so kind, she wouldn't even let us know her name is. Anyways, so she gives us steaks. And this year, the camp band actually came to our cabin and had dinner with us that night. So they didn't really just give us steak, that kind of gave us an experience too, especially for the student band, because they really look up to the camp band, because like they're kind of like celebrities that week. So that was really cool. I also want to thank everyone else who gave financially and just in any other way to our trip to Falls Creek. That's all I have. Thank you.
Oh, sweet. I'm on TV. Hey. All right. What's going on, guys? My name is Caleb McFatridge. Yes, that's my name. Okay, so I'm no comedian, so if I tell a joke, just please laugh. It'll make me feel better. All right, so first of all, before I get going, I'd like to thank everybody involved with Falls Creek, the church, the sponsors, the staff, the cooks, everybody. Man, I'm getting going fast, aren't I? All right, so before this week, I prayed that God would work through me. I didn't know what would happen. I was just like, God, just speak to me. So I kept asking him throughout the week to give me signs, and there was just multiple. I just like didn't notice them until like I look back, and I'm like, wow, God, you really like spoke through like different parts of everything, and it was like really intricate how everything worked together this week. Oh, I probably shouldn't have like said this, but I got called to ministry this week, so yeah. And it was the same night that Jackson got called to music ministry, so that's, we could start a church or something, I don't know. Let's just keep going. So one night I got asked to share by my small group leader on share night, and I said yeah, but it was like 20 minutes before, so it was like, I don't want to like make it sound like I conceived a sermon in 20 minutes, because that is not at all what happened. But like I just kind of like spoke, and I don't know, God gave me the words to say, and I felt like that was one of my like first big signs. Like I was like, wow, I can do this. And then the next day, well, it did go really well, and Jeff told me that if I actually had a plan and like a few points and things like that, I could actually be a minister. And I was like, the word minister, like, so it just stayed on my heart the entire day. And that night I was just crying big tears. Like I got into worship, I was just crying like a baby. And then I heard the words. God talked to me throughout the evening, but it was two words that I remember specifically he said, and it was the last song on the last night. I'm really stubborn, so I was just like, just keep waiting. But then I heard the words, son, go. And I don't know, those. And then I cried even more, and then I went down, you know. And so, well, I don't know. I don't know what God's called me to. Like, I don't know where in ministry he'll use me, but wherever he calls, I'll go. So that's basically it. So, yeah.
Thank you. All right. I am Dan Bauer. You may know me as the real Dan Bauer, Dan the motorcycle driver, or, wow, you're really tall. Okay, so I came to New Hope back in late October, and I've been coming ever since. I've been growing. And this is my third time to be at Falls Creek, and I'd say probably my best. And one thing that just, I don't know, it really stuck out to me is wisdom. And so Ephesians 5:15, it is, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise. And it's really cool because the pastor who was preaching there, he was going over Ephesians, he read that, so it stuck out to me. But wisdom to do like right from wrong, the wisdom to think before rushing in, because I do that a lot. The wisdom to know Christ, know the Bible, know his love, know everything, and the wisdom to think of others. And speaking of wisdom, like the way he showed it to me, so there's this thing called Falls Creek Live at Falls Creek, and it's where the youth band gets to go up, and they get to go and play in front of everyone. It's super cool. So we get up there, we get the keyboard all set up, we're all getting ready to play, and oh no, we forgot the piano chord. Oh no. So I go down and I watch, you know, I'm sad, you know, and I'm like, I'm like questioning God, like, man, this is my like passion. Why would you take this away? But then I'm like, wait a minute. God has a purpose for everything, right? And he showed me through scripture and through Falls Creek that I was about gonna go play up on piano to like kind of like prove myself, you know, like, hey, I'm a good piano player. I wasn't all in my mind for God to worship, to lead others. I was doing it for myself. I realized it. And I was like, okay. So I realized wisdom to really just have it and to be full-hearted for God and not for myself. And so, yeah, that was really it. Thank you, all the staff, everyone. And highly recommend if you haven't gone to Falls Creek, go to Falls Creek. And thank y'all for your time.
What's up, guys? I'm Drew. I was a junior, and I'm just gonna kind of wrap up our experiences at camp. And first, I want to say New Hope has been just such a good church to me and my brother. We just feel so accepted here. And Falls Creek was just such a fun experience. It was such a fun week, and you know, I couldn't ask for just a better group of kids to go to Falls Creek with. It just feels like a family. And God just kind of put something on my heart that I want to share, and I'll be quick about it. But what stuck out to me this week was just how much God gives us. And of course, like, he gave his son to die on the cross, but he gives us so much more. And the first point I have was that God gives us strength whenever we obey him. And my family were called to move to Colorado to start a church, and that was kind of a big deal. And we weren't sure, like, you know, is this really what you want us to do? And we prayed about it, and it was what he wanted us to do. And we obeyed, and he gave us the strength to go and plant that church. And I just thought it was cool that the same power that, like, created the universe can be on your side, and all you have to do is just obey him. And then another thing that he gives us is the equipment to fight off evil. And at camp, we talked about the armor of God, which is in Ephesians 6, verses 13 and 17. And he just kind of pointed out, like, you have everything you need just right here in the Bible. And that's basically it for that point. And then the last thing that I wanted to say was that Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit. And there's a verse that we read at camp. It was John 16, verse 7. And it says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." And I just thought that was so crazy that Jesus said, it's actually better that I go and you receive the Holy Spirit. Because, I mean, I've always been thinking, you know, it would be so much easier to believe if Jesus were right in front of us. But he himself said, you know, that's not the case. It's actually better that you have the Holy Spirit to help you. And so my main point was that God gives us everything that we need to defend our faith, to stay right with God, and to spread the good news. And maybe you just need to pray for him to give you those things. And that's all I have. Thank you.
All right, I want to say a couple of thank yous, and we're going to watch a video, the last video. It's our third video of the week, which the students haven't seen yet and everything, so we'll be watching it together. But I just want to say once again, thank you guys. This is my 18th year to be able to lead students from New Hope. Yes, thank you, thank you. I say that just because it's a blessing. Every year is a blessing, and every year, you know, I always leave camp, and I thank God for allowing me to give me the opportunity because we never know what the next year holds, and I ask God, God, please bring me back next year, you know, and just try to remain faithful to that. But I love going with New Hope. I love our students. Man, we couldn't do it with all the help that we have, and so sponsors, volunteers, cooks, you guys is what makes our ministry special. And then I want to say a couple of thank yous to Braden and Maddie Crimmins. Where you guys at? Go ahead and stand up. All right. There are interns this summer, and they've been helping us with everything this summer. And I'm older. I mean, I know I look young and everything, but I am getting older, 18 years, you know, here at New Hope, taking them to camp. But I couldn't do it without the help. And so I'm so thankful that our church believes in the future of our students and the future of our ministry. And so they make it, you know, possible for us to be able to hire interns to help Jenny and I in the summer and to help around the church. And so we're thankful for that. So thank you, church. And then lastly, I want to thank Jenny, where's Jenny at? Jenny, go ahead. You know, well, you can just wave, okay? But Jenny, she's, you know, such a blessing to me. She's always there to help me. I couldn't do ministry without her. Even when I get grouchy, and I know you think he gets grouchy, but I do. But she's always an encouragement. She helps me. God truly blessed me when he brought Jenny into my life. And so I thank you. I love you, Jenny. And I hope to be able to do ministry for many more years with you. And so we're going to watch this last video, and then Brother Randy is going to come up and wrap it up. So thank you, guys.
Church, let's give them another big hand for the awesome job that you guys did tonight. Thank you for the wonderful testimonies that you have presented tonight, and for the blessings that Falls Creek is to all of us that have ever been at Falls Creek tonight. We certainly understand the great time that you've had. And I do want to say also to New Hope Church, thank you, Church, for the wonderful way that we support our children, our nursery area, and our youth ministry, because these are the leaders of the future. And thank you, Church, for being such a wonderful church to always follow the leading of these young people. And I'm grateful, and I'm thankful to be the pastor of this church and to have been a part of this for these past 20 years. God bless you tonight. We're going to stand with your heads bowed, eyes closed. If you need to come and give your heart and life to Jesus or to make any kind of public commitment tonight, just in the quietness of the hour, would you do that? Next Sunday morning, we'll be baptizing some of the kids that gave their heart and life to Christ. And so if you need to come tonight for any reason, would you just let the Holy Spirit lead you as we bow our heads together? Father God, thank you for this wonderful week that the kids have had, for the enrichment that has been theirs, and Father, for the fun, the fellowship, and Father, most of all, for your Holy Spirit that moves among Falls Creek Camp. Father, we praise you and we thank you that the Holy Spirit, the helper who comes along to point us to Jesus, to convict us of our sins and to lead us into all truth, as well as be a comforter to us. Father, we thank you that you sent the Holy Spirit. And because of the Holy Spirit's leading in our hearts and lives, Father, we're drawn to you. Thank you for every decision that was made throughout the Falls Creek Camp during these summer months and weeks down there. I pray your continued blessings upon that hallowed ground. Father, as many people will be saved because of efforts that have been put into Falls Creek since many, 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 many years ago, for the improvements that have been made to make it much more palatable for people to be there. And God, I thank you for every person who receives Christ, who commits their life for special service. God, bless them, use them in this world that so desperately needs Christ. Thank you for these young people that led us in worship tonight. Thank you for the gifts and the talents that you have put into their voices and into their hands as they lead us from time to time. Bless them in a special way, I pray. And we thank you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Just turn around and look at the great crowd tonight. Isn't this an awesome crowd? God bless you. You are dismissed.